Sexual assault is nothing new on college campuses, and Western Carolina University is no exception. According to the 2015 annual Fire and Safety Report, 12 sexual assaults have occurred on campus in the past 3 years. Support Services Sergeant Jacob Deal says that all cases from 2014 were referred to the district attorney, but none went to trial. Deal said in an email that the victims were not willing to prosecute in the majority of the cases. It is not clear why they were unwilling to prosecute. WCU administrators held an open discussion in late October to engage with students about sexual assaults and safety on campus. Chief Compliance Officer Wes Chancey says the discussion is part of the university's Title IX efforts to curb sexual discrimination in all forms.
This is not a start-end thing. This is an ongoing matter that we always handle tackle with the utmost vigor.
The Department of Student Community Ethics is also charged with educating the campus community. All incoming students are required to take an online alcohol education course and an online sexual assault prevention course called Haven. Both courses are administered by the private company EverFi. Within the Haven program, students respond to a survey about their experiences and thoughts about sexual misconduct. The company then distributes that information anonymously to the university to protect the identity of the students.
Even though it's anonymous, we're allowed to get data. You know, we can't tie that data to an individual.
That was Director of Student Community Ethics, Walter Turner. He says the information EverFi provides allows the department to identify trends among the data.
So if that trend says they have a misunderstanding of what consent means, well, that lets us know as an institution we want to message more about consent.
While WCU backs the online program, some articles have criticized the statistics EverFi uses based on its definition of sexual assault. An article posted by the College Fix says that EverFi researchers used, quote, forced kissing and attempted forced kissing in their definition of sexual assault, and counted every admission of drunken sex as a rape. The article says the statistics EverFi uses could be off by up to 6% compared to leading studies on the issue. Despite these claims, the Department of Student Community Ethics stands by its decision to use the program.
What I want students to get is this is an issue in our society, no matter what level, 18 to 25%, and this whole idea of consent is critical.
That was Associate Vice Chancellor and Dean of Students Kevin Kett. This is the second year the university has required all incoming students to take both programs. Freshman student Carlos Curitan says the program opened his eyes to the issues college campuses face.
It makes you realize, like, sexual assault is a really, really bad issue in this, like, on college campuses, and I learned a lot from it.
Both Kett and Turner agree there is a learning curve and that the program will become more effective over time and with more data. From Western Carolina University, I'm Bradley Lucor, reporting.